This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I don't know if you remember this, but it became really clear in the early to middle stages of this pandemic, when that flash recession that we had was kind of at its worst, that there were some serious structural problems in this economy that were being laid bare. The racism, for one, inequity more broadly, and also just our systems, the gears of it. For a full year now, states have been dealing every single week with more first-time claims for unemployment benefits than at any point in the Great Recession. Millions of people who've lost their jobs are still collecting benefits, and because of that, state unemployment systems are deeply, deeply stressed. So some of those states are trying to change things, most specifically the rules to get benefits and the taxes on businesses that pay for them. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on how that is playing out in the state of Washington.
Business is starting to get back to normal at Well 80, a brew pub in Olympia, Washington, the state capital.
Professionals at work.
Owner Chris Knudsen sits at an outdoor table on the patio. He's now allowed to have indoor seating as well at 50% capacity.
We're really strict with mask wearing. Half of my job now is just walking around telling people they need to put their masks on.
Way better than a year ago, when Knudsen suddenly had no dine-in customers and hardly any revenue after Washington ordered its first lockdown.
When we first had to close down, we basically had to lay everybody off, almost our entire workforce.
About 25 bartenders, servers, cooks, and dishwashers.
It's been really tough for a lot of them. You know, fortunately, most of them have been able to get unemployment.
But that wave of unemployment claims led to a big problem for Knudsen and other business owners who laid off their workers.
Geez, our insurance premiums are going to go way the heck up.
He means unemployment insurance premiums, the taxes employers pay into the state trust fund that pays jobless benefits. The more workers an employer lays off, the higher its premium. Republican State Senator Curtis King says businesses like Knudsen's faced a huge spike in their unemployment taxes.
You know, in some cases, 1,000% increase. You have businesses all around the state that are just hanging on by the skin of their teeth, doing everything they possibly can to keep their doors open.
To help them, King co-sponsored legislation that defers those taxes. For a while, anyway, Washington still needs to replenish its unemployment trust fund, which is down by about two-thirds since the pandemic hit. Democratic State Senator Karen Kaiser was the prime sponsor of the law.
We are looking at a bit of an economic rebound, so that will help because the Microsofts and Amazons and Costcos of the world are still paying their premiums as normal.
At the same time, the law raises the state's minimum unemployment benefit by about 35% to $270 a week, which Kaiser says is only fair.
If we were going to give much over $1 billion in tax breaks for business, we should also help the poorest workers.
Washington's not the only state trying to reform its unemployment system. Legislators in Vermont are considering a bill that would add a benefit for dependent children. A bill in Colorado would allow undocumented workers to receive jobless benefits. Other states are contemplating cutting benefits, including West Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio, Kansas, and Arizona. A bill in Florida would tax online shoppers to refill the unemployment trust fund, sparing employers a big tax hike. At Well 80 Brew House in Olympia, Washington, it's Tuesday trivia night, and Chris Knudsen's pumping up the crowd.
We have back with us tonight Quiz Khalifa. Quiz Khalifa is here with their 10 points. Nice job, you guys.
For the first time since the pandemic hit, people are playing in the restaurant, watching on the big screen TVs. Knudsen says he's grateful to have most of his workers back from unemployment now and to be getting some relief on his upcoming unemployment tax bill.
Without government assistance, we wouldn't be here anymore. And I think that's true of most restaurants. And where do I hear there's, you know, people aren't working.
With a brew pub nearly half full of people eating and drinking, Knudsen says he's feeling pretty comfortable about the future. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.